As many people honor Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. today in service and in celebrations of his life's work, WHYY City Education reporter Amanda Fitzpatrick spoke with School District of Philadelphia Superintendent Tony Watlington about the true meaning of Dr. King's message and the current state of the district.
Dr. King was a proponent of education. He believed education could help end discrimination and create a better society.
Dr. King, at the time of his death, was leading a poor people's campaign, and he said it makes no sense to have the world's largest economy and too many people of color not being able to participate. He wanted our students in public schools to get a good education.
But even in today's times, funding has made it hard to make that dream a reality.
Focus on Dr. King's message about adequately funding schools. And so I'm so excited about that fair funding lawsuit and what will happen this year, I hope.
Education in Pennsylvania has seen its battles. After it was determined by the courts that schools are underfunded, the Basic Education Funding Commission released a new report. It says it will take $5.4 billion to improve the low-wealth schools across Pennsylvania.
When we get the appropriate funding that the Commonwealth Court has called for, we will be able to, one, have much better school facilities and upgrade the school facilities so that our students can learn in 21st century schools that say we value public education.
He says all hope is not lost, and in the city of Philadelphia, where Dr. King made his mark. Amanda Fitzpatrick, WHYY News.